you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Season's greetings, everybody. Oh, no. Don't worry. I haven't lost my mind. Well, maybe I have lost my mind. People have always thought I was crazy as a soup sandwich. But don't worry. When I say season's greetings, everybody, I don't think it's Christmas in June or anything like that. It's simply that there are so many seasons, right? I mean, not just Christmas season or the holiday season, if you want to be politically correct. And let me just go on record as saying right here and now, I don't care about being politically correct, but I do want to be politically accurate. Yeah, anyway, that's another subject for another day. Today we're talking about seasons, as in season's greetings, everybody, and not just Christmas season. I mean, after all, there are lots of different seasons, aren't there? Well, for instance, winter, spring, summer, and fall come to mind immediately. And there can be no denying it's summer right now, can there? Although, you know, technically, summer doesn't officially begin until the 21st of this month. So we're still about 2 weeks away. But in my mind, when the temperature hits 90 plus degrees every day, I'm just going to go ahead and declare it summer, okay? And while we're at it, it's not football season yet either. Dead gummit. Well, you know how much I love football. So I'm always ready for football season. And basketball season is over, in Houston anyway, even if it's not in the NBA. And it is baseball season, and man, the Astros are hotter than 1986 in Chernobyl. By the way, have you watched that show, Chernobyl, on HBO? It's really well done. But man, it takes depressing to a whole new level. And let me just warn you, if you're a pet lover, do yourself a favor and just don't watch episode 4. That was absolutely soul-crushing. But hey, enough of that. Let's get back to season's greetings. It's a lot more pleasant than Chernobyl. So we've established several different seasons, you know, like summer or baseball. Is this starting to sound like one of those crossword puzzles on Wheel of Fortune? Do-do-do-do! The clue is seasons. Come on, Randy, get the car back up on the road here. Hunting season? Of course, that won't start for at least another couple of months, but that qualifies as a season's greetings, doesn't it? Or maybe skiing season, snow or water. Or how about boating season? Oh, still, better yet, as we experienced firsthand just this past week in Houston, it's now officially hurricane season. Well, we didn't get a full-blown hurricane, but the first tropical depression of the season came ashore, and it dumped some rain on us, though in the end it pretty much just kind of wound up sliding to the east of us. However, it is a good reminder for all of us to stock up on emergency supplies like drinking water, batteries, beer. So I'll meet you over at Specs later today. Maybe we'll get lucky and run into my old friend Bear Dalton while we're there. He's been the fine wine buyer at Specs since Moses, and I don't mean Malone. But we don't even have to go back that far in history to remember Hurricane Harvey now, do we? So we're going to talk to Rick Allspa of Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today, because Kingwood was one of the hardest hit areas in town during Harvey. Plus, Allspa's Ace Hardware is a great place to find what you need to repair all that flood damage. You know, hurricane season just brings back a flood of memories. That was a terrible pun. I'm sorry. Most of my memories of hurricane season include time I spent covering hurricanes on the radio while I was on the Hudson and Harrigan show. So we're going to talk about those days with my old on-the-air partner from H&H, Fred Olson, later on in the show. My goodness, how many hurricanes and tropical storms did we cover live on the air over the years? Had to be more than half a dozen at the very least. Well, you won't be surprised to hear I looked it up. Google is your friend. And the first hurricane I went through after I moved to Houston from Fort Worth in the summer of 1980, it was just a tropical storm, named, oddly enough, Danielle, because that's my daughter-in-law's name. It was September of 1980. And then Hurricane Jean happened. That was just before Thanksgiving, but it wasn't very bad. Then I got baptized. I mean, literally. It was in 83. We were on the air for about 12 straight hours during Hurricane Alicia. Of course, we were broadcasting live from our old original studios down in the Montrose back in those days. And I was driving this little Toyota Corolla station wagon back in those days. So I'm driving through the outer bands of the storm. It's 4 a.m. I'm headed to work. I'm over in the right-hand lane, driving slow, trying to be careful. Start up over the West Park overpass. And just as I got to the top, this huge gust of wind literally picked up the driver's side of the little Toyota. And I was on two wheels for a second or two. And as I'm going down the other side of the overpass, the thought occurred to me, I just came really close to getting blown over the side of the West Park overpass. So I moved over in the center lane for the rest of the trip. And as I recall, Fred had to crawl out of his car through the sunroof or something like that. It was high water. And all of that was just getting to work. Then the real fun began. The Hudson and Harrigan Show was broadcasting from a two-story building, and this place was so old that we literally had residential-style windows in the back of the control room. You could actually open and close the windows, just like you do in your home. I recall at one point in the middle of the storm, we just handed it off to Robert B. McIntyre for a few minutes, so I took off the headphones for the first time in about, oh, I don't know, a half hour, and I heard this strange sound in the back of the control room like somebody was beating a drum. And I turned around, and the glass in those windows was waving like a flag in the wind. And I could just see the headlines in the paper the next day, DJ killed by flying glass. So I called our engineer, George Arriaga, and he put some duct tape on the glass in case it shattered. And I also remember that the Eye of Alicia went directly up the West Loop. And a listener in Bel Air called in live on the phone. He said, guys, I'm standing in my backyard looking straight up at crystal blue sky with not a hint of wind. He was in the eye of the storm. We were all amazed, but within just a few seconds, he said, whoa, got to get back inside. And he had to run back in the house as the eye of the storm passed and the storm started back up again. Like I said, we were on the air for about 12 straight hours before the storm moved inland, but it took us almost an hour just to drive out of the Montrose because of all of the gigantic trees that had been blown down and blocked the streets. And to this day, I still have no idea what path we took to get home that day. Then there were several smaller storms, but the next big one was Allison. Now, it was just a tropical storm, and all I remember was our boss surprising me with a phone call to come in and work on the air that day. Fred was out of pocket, so I had to do it alone. I think what really happened was he was just smart enough not to answer the phone. That was not my finest day on the air, I'll admit. And I do recall about the only damage was flooding in the medical center, but it did cause billions of dollars worth of damage there. Man, I never should have picked up the phone. Then, in 2005, Hurricane Rita came along. Remember, right after Katrina, everybody freaked out and left town? TJ Callahan and I carpooled to the station that day, and when Rita tracked away from us at the last minute, it all turned into a big, fat nothing burger in Houston. So she and I drove home, and we were literally the only car on the Southwest Freeway. TJ said, "So this is what the pavement looks like." And then the last storm we covered on the radio was Hurricane Ike in 2008. It was only a Cat 2, but the storm surge on Bolivar was just unbelievable. The thing I remember about Ike was the radio station had moved to a high-rise by then, and we could literally feel the building sway in the wind up on the 19th floor. Tom Fontaine got motion sickness. Oh, yeah, and the gigantic HVAC system on the roof collapsed into the elevator shaft. Then we had to walk up and down the stairs to the 19th floor for, I don't know, several days in a row. All of this is to say, Hurricane season has started for another year, and here we go again. But it's still National Grilling Month, and that means it's grilling season, too. So, season's greetings, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, stop complaining. It's okay to be jolly in June.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We especially enjoy hosting guests who have a deep and abiding faith in God on this show. And here's one of those people right now. It's Rick Allspa of Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Randy. I'm just awesome as I ever could be. Very blessed.
And what about your lovely wife, Kelly Annette? How is she?
That's a good way to put it. Lovely wife, Kelly Annette. She is she's an amazing individual, Randy. As you know, she pulled me out of the muck many times. she's fine. Thank you for asking, sir.
You bet. You give her my best. Rick and I have known each other, and we've worked together for years, not only on his store's website, but in public events and some charitable organizations, even on this show. And I know that, first and foremost, Rick is a man who leans heavily on his one-on-one relationship with God. So let's start out by talking about that for a minute, Rick. I grew up in the church straight away as a young adult. Then when Cindy and I had kids, we reconnected with God on a whole new level. And I had a spiritual epiphany about 20 years ago, completely changed my life. So talk about your own personal spiritual journey for a minute.
Well, I always knew God was there, but I didn't know what he was for. I never understood it. And went through some personal things in my life that was pretty horrific. And I met Kelly Netsy. I've known her for years, but she was just a friend from afar. She was a customer. And she was going through a lot of stuff that every time I'd see her, she was crying. She lost her mom, had a husband who was killed by a drunk driver. So she had some tragedies in her life. And she got me and kind of introduced me to God. I was out in the river one time, kind of trying to decide if I needed to go in deeper water or turn around. And with her help getting me in hooked up with God, I was told to turn around. How, why, I don't know. But one thing I did, Randy, I had a lesson on what an idol was, because I made Kelly Net an idol. She was supposed to fix me, and she goes, "Dude, that is not my job. It's God's job." And she got me squared away and got me a Charles Stanley Men's Bible and a Jesus Calling. And you know what? That was my epiphany. It was. I'm still a very new, I've been a Christian my whole life, but I mean a very new believer. I don't know what the right word is, but I learned through the personal trials. I went through a divorce, and the divorce was so horrific, it prepared me for the flood. I almost lost my store, which was my father's and mine, and I kept praying through it, and Kelly prayed me through it, and we prayed through it, and I got the store back. So once we got the store back, we were ready to rock and roll. It takes 3.5 feet of water in Harvey. Mm. And the 3.5 feet of water in the store from Harvey was easy compared to the other, because God prepared my journey for that flood. I mean, it's horrific. We lost $3.2 million with no insurance.
Wow.
It just floated down the San Jacinto River. Our dumpster fees was $87,000. That's what it cost to haul all this stuff off.
Holy moly.
And that was an unbelievable trial. Me and the store managers in Conet would be out there in the middle of the parking lot, and we're looking at this. The store is in the parking lot, and I'm loading it with a Bobcat into five different dumpsters. And just one day, we all just looked at each other, and we all started crying.
Yeah.
And we just stood out there in the middle of the parking lot just crying our eyes out. And then we all go like, "Well, is everybody better?" Yeah. We circled up and we prayed and we said, "Good Lord, you got this. Just help us get through these kind of days." And he did, Randy.
Yeah.
It was, we opened in 3 days after the water went down, and a buddy of mine brought me 4 18-wheeler trailers. We opened in 3 days in 18-wheeler trailers. Then I had 75 employees that gutted and rebuilt and re-sheetrocked and repainted this thing and made it brand new. Ace Hardware came in and hired a company and put all new fixtures in. And the good Lord, we stopped every day and prayed. We ate lunch every day because people would bless us and bring us food. And they would come in and they would pray with us. And just, I call it a team building remodel. But the feeling of God, the feeling of his direction, Stuff happened that wasn't supposed to happen in timing and availability, and we had to scrub the floor with a diamond grinder. It's I call it a Tim Allen buffer. It was a buffer that took almost two people to run. That had a huge, big two-cylinder gas engine on it, and five or six or eight or nine diamond heads, and it was to scuff up the concrete. Well, there wasn't any on the planet. Well, a buddy of mine says it'll be there this afternoon.
Wow.
And one was delivered from Dallas. I don't even know where it came from. And we scrubbed the floor to it because that was what was holding us up. And it just, all of a sudden, miraculously, somebody appeared. And that happened every day. And that was by God's grace because, you know, September 1st to 2nd was when the flood was. We got in the store September 1st. We opened for business November the 18th.
Wow.
That's a complete gut remodel, rebuild, and stocked as best as we could. We opened with about probably close to $500,000 less stock than what we had, but by golly, we opened.
Well, let me ask you this, Rick. You have now gotten back to normal?
Oh, I don't know what normal is now, Randy. We're very busy now. We've got a lot of good business. Inventory is kind of fluctuating because, again, when you lose $3 million in no insurance, you can't just push a button and fill it back up. So we're struggling with that part as far as trying to get a stock back up. You know, we'll order every other row, and business is good and steady. We appreciate that. The town of Kingwood is, I think, what you would call gun shy. Nothing like this has ever happened here. We're just, you know, we're sitting out here in our little paradise. We love Kingwood. It's a great area, but, we're running scared. We had 12 inches of rain the other day, when that storm came through. The 2 days after a tornado that came through, we had 12 inches of rain, and we had 360-ish more houses flooded.
Wow.
Some had got wet and Harvey and some hadn't. I mean, this was from street flooding. Just because the storm system can't take 12 inches of rain in a day.
Mm-hmm.
We're gun shy. I think Dave Martin, our councilman, had a meeting down at the library, and I think it was called Rainxiety, I believe.
Yeah.
And he's trying to help us get through this. I read a little bit about it. I didn't go. I probably should have. But what we can do is again, you talk about your faith. And when I wake up in the morning, I thank the good Lord for letting me wake up. I thank the good Lord for this store and the people that are here that are working. Have our customers come in with an understanding and be kind and help us get through this and let us serve him in a better way, whatever we can, whatever that is.
And you said that you felt like the community had changed as a result of Harvey. Talk about that.
Well, it has. Like I say, it's just everybody's kind of on edge. I literally talked to a guy just before I went to lunch, and he says, we should be totally back in our house within a month.
Mm-hmm.
We hear stories every day. Got the final cabinets in, got the final walkthrough in. The floors are supposed to come next week. I hope that the new doors will be in by the end of July. And Randy, it's 2 years this August.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still in a turmoil. You go down the street and there's a $500,000 house that doesn't have any doors. And it's got 3 feet of grass in front of it.
Wow.
Because they just walked on it. Whataburger was open 7 days when they flooded. We've got 120,000, 130,000, 140,000 square foot mega HEB that'd been open 2, 3, 4 months. It took 6 feet of water. But that area all came back. Everybody's back there. Everybody's back. There's still, down the shopping center beside me, there's some stuff that's not there yet. I'm going to say we're probably 80-85% back as far as retail is concerned. Hey, and I don't have any current counts on houses, but we're probably, I'm going to say there's 500 to 800 houses at least. That's a guess that people are not in yet.
And there's no better place to go to find the stuff you need to get back in your house than All Spas Ace Hardware in Kingwood. We're out of time in this segment, but let's come back and talk about that next, okay?
You bet. Thank you, bud.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We are extremely excited to be hosting my good friend, Rick Allspaw, of Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. And after Harvey, you were talking about all the homes that were damaged and are still unoccupied. So Allspaw's is a great place to go to get everything you need to fix up that house again. What inspired you to get into the hardware business in the first place?
Well, I've had a blood relative in hardware since 1889.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be my great-great-grandfather opened up a store in Cowgill, Missouri. That was my dad's side. And my mom's dad actually owned a hardware store and sold LP gas and sold explosives.
Wow.
So my family's been in the LP gas business, the hardware business, explosive business, and in Polo, they actually were undertakers. So we've kind of well-rounded.
So it's in your blood, in other words.
It's in my blood.
Well, let's talk about all the different departments. Everything you'd expect in a hardware store. All of the stuff you need to fix up your house. Talk about that for a few minutes.
Well, what we're good for is the kind of the finishing stuff. We've sold a tremendous amount of just the little knickknacks you need for the end. What we found, the main contractors came in and they did all the sheetrock and the painting and they got all that done. We're doing some touch-up painting. We're doing a lot of floor touch-up stuff, just little pieces here and there. We've got cabinet knobs, doorknobs. We've replaced hundreds of doorknobs. Oh my goodness, you never think about it. Doorknob goes underwater. Well, it's no good. It's full of goo in there, so they got to replace all them. We've sold out of picture hangers probably 10 times.
Wow.
Because everybody's got to rehang all their pictures. I mean,
yeah, of course.
Because they tore the sheetrock up 2, 3, 4, 5 feet, then they had to repaint the whole wall so all the pictures are down, so the walls are all smooth. So just really cool, fun stuff like that to finish up. Plus, you know, the grills. Everybody had to replace a barbecue pit.
Right.
You know, I threw away, I think, 47 brand-new barbecue pits, so everybody else had to throw theirs away, too.
Well, now, AllSpas offers a lot of other services, like glass cutting, key cutting, even lock rekeying. Talk about some of that, blade sharpening, those kinds of things.
Well, it just, you know, it's the old saying, we're a full-service hardware store. We thread pipe, we do cut glass, plexiglass, we custom mix paint. You can bring in a sample of just about anything you want. We've got a spectrophotometer, really cool machine that reads that color, and we can shoot that color into our paint. We can do the programmable car chip keys, I think is the way to say it.
Uh-huh.
Either the key fob or the actual key itself. We have a computer that we go into the car and we program the new keys to the car. They're expensive. They're a couple $100s, but that's a key that's $600 or $700 or $800 at the dealership. So that's a pretty cool service that we have.
Right.
We do sharpening. We do some sharpening in-house, like the head shears and pinking shears and anything like that. We send that out. But like normal knives, we just sharpen them right here in the store. So I like to say we're just a good full-service hardware store. We've got a great garden center. We've got a lot of people that's got a lot of lawn knowledge. Our lawns are screwed up out here. All the lawns that went underwater, when everything receded, it put a crust on them.
Wow.
So we've learned that crust has got to be broken up, kind of like with track shoes or those spike shoes you see in the in-flight magazines in the airport.
Uh-huh.
To kind of get the crust broke up so the nutrients can get back in the yard. It's we've gone through some strange evolutions here.
And nothing is more frustrating to me than to go in one of those big box hardware stores and try to find somebody to help me with anything. But sometimes it seems like I need to pop a flare to get somebody's attention. That never happens at AllSpas Ace Hardware in Kingwood. Talk about your staff a minute, Rick.
Man, I've got some great guys. Gordon's been here, I think, now for 14 years. He's kind of become our paint guru. He's amazing at everything in the store. I've got guys who do barbecue pits. I've got guys that do the lawn. I mean, our gift shop has gone through a transformation. We have Simon Pierce, we have Waterford, we have Jan Babarlio, and you know what we have, Randy?
What's that?
We have Vineyard Vines in our store.
What's that?
The clothing line Vineyard Vines.
Oh,
it's amazing clothing line. The one's got the little pink whale on it.
Okay.
Kelly Annette fought that for about a year and a half, and we are now an authorized Vineyard Vine store. That's probably one of the coolest things we've ever done.
But AllSpas Ace Hardware is also a barbecue pit house. Tell us all about that, Rick.
Well, you know, I helped my dad cook the first hog when I slept in the backseat of my mom's DeSoto. So that kind of tells you I've been cooking for a little bit. I'm not saying I'm any good at it. I'm just telling you I've been cooking for a long time. it's our fun. It's our escape. It's a good hobby. We sell Weber. We got the full line of Weber. We got the full line of Big Green Egg, Traeger. The Traeger business, which is the pellet grill, I met the president of Traeger, and we had a lot of conversations. He was a really cool guy. And he called me one day, and he goes, like, I need you to test a grill for me. I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, we have 7 prototypes that we built, and I want you to test this and tell me all about it. And I said, man, I'm not your guy. So I had one of my employees fill out all the non-disclosure paperwork. He won't take any pictures of it. He won't do anything that all the attorneys sent him. And this guy from Traeger sent him a barbecue pit.
Wow.
And he cooked on it for 2 months. Tore it apart, looked at it, cooked on it, worked with it, and filled out a 4-page report, and he got to keep the grill.
Cool.
So we've got some different levels of expertise. He's my Traeger expert. That's Randall. Benny does just about on anything. He's done a lot of cooking out front on the Big Green Egg. Trench just started to do cooking outside for us. Bill does all our Weber maintenance and does all that. So I've got, you know, 2, 3, 4 guys that take care of all this stuff for us in here, because it's more than just, you know, 1 or 2 pits. We sell those Blackstone flat tops. I mean, We just have fun with it, Randy. That's what we try to do.
Well, speaking of fun, what do you have in the backyard? What kind of cookers do you have?
I've got a Weber Summit and a Big Green Egg.
And which one do you find yourself gravitating toward more often than not?
Probably the Weber Summit, just because it's upstairs and it's easier to get to, and it's a little bit quicker. But when I want to do pork butt, I only do that on a Big Green Egg.
Now, Rick may po' boy his ability to cook, but I happen to know, since he and I bonded over our love for TCU, his daughter went to TCU, you have traveled up to Fort Worth a number of times to tailgate with her, and you are the chief cook and bottle washer. Am I not right, Rick?
Yeah, I burned a few burgers on the tailgate, yeah.
So what are your favorite things to cook?
Oh, man. If I've got time, I love to do ribs. You know, I think my ribs are better than anybody else's, but you ask the guy beside you, he thinks his ribs are better. That's what barbecue guys do. They think their stuff's better, and they always lie about it. So that's just kind of how that works. And the good thing about, you know, you were talking about God, he forgives barbecuers because he knows that y'all ain't going to be true. But I like doing ribs. I enjoy doing a pork butt just because it's easy. You put 2 pork butts on a Big Green Egg, come back 14 hours later, temperatures drop maybe 7 degrees, and they're done perfect.
Wow.
Plus, it's also, I mean, it's good. It's very tasty. It's easy. You got sandwiches for a long time. I tell you something we've been doing. We've been doing tomahawk ribeyes.
Wow. What are tomahawk ribeyes?
Oh, gosh. They're beautiful. It's about a 3-pound ribeye.
Mm.
It's got a bone about as long as your arm on it. That's why it's called a tomahawk. It's got a big, big, long bone on it. It's about 2.5-3 inches thick. And there's a new kind of thing going on that everybody's talking about. It's called reverse searing. I literally cook this steak for about 2 hours, indirect.
Wow.
I get my internal temperature just about where I want it, then fire the grill up super hot and sear it on the backside. It's called reverse searing.
There you have it, folks. A tomahawk ribeye from Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. What is your website?
Allspas.com.
And what's your exact location, address, Rick?
2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, Texas. We say we're the original Allspa's Ace Hardware and Boutique.
And a phone number?
281-360-2231.
This is our good buddy Rick Allspa. It's always a joy and a pleasure to host you on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Love to Kelly Annette, and we hope you'll agree to come back more often, okay?
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. It's always fun talking to you, man.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
We're on the phone with Farmer Fred. Yeah, my old buddy from the Hudson and Harrigan Show. It's Fred Olson. How you doing, Farmer Fred?
I feel like a rancher this morning. I just put out a huge bale of hay for those cows and put out some goodies for them, some protein cubes, and just a gorgeous day. I like getting stuff done before 11 because it gets so hot.
Yeah,
it's like summer out there.
Well, but Bev mentioned you were having a problem in the barn this morning.
Oh, no. I was just cleaning up my equipment.
Oh.
So I was getting tractor hose down before I put it back in there because I hate, we have sand out here, so if I drag, you know, a few extra pounds of sand in the cement floor of the barn, I got to sweep that out later, so I just hose everything down before I put it back. So.
Yeah, I was reading an article this past week on flat earthers, people who still believe that the earth is flat.
Uh-huh.
And one guy said, yeah, I don't doubt it at all. My grandfather died in 1948 thinking the tractor was just a fad.
Boy, you got to have one if you're out here, that's for sure. I love my tractor. In fact, we got to get a tractor sponsor. I could sell them things for them. You're out there, do you got a tractor company?
Well, no, I don't. But you remember when we used to do advertisements on the Hudson and Harrigan show for Kubota. We're looking for work, Kubota.
Yes. And that's what I got a lot of. So
you have Kubota tractors, is that right?
I got one Kubota tractor. I got a Kubota RTV. And I want a Kubota zero-turn mower. Yeah, pretty much into the Kubota family. It's pretty much orange out there right now. So
what you're saying is you bought into your own advertising pitch.
Well, yeah, you know when we advertise stuff and it actually works, we go, my goodness, this stuff is everything we say. Not just radio hype. So, yeah, it's good stuff. There are a lot of great tractors out there. There are people who are Mahindra fans, and there are people who love John Deere, and people who love Case, all that kind of stuff. So I guess there's still Case. I know that all the companies are buying everybody else up. I don't know who's what anymore.
So what are you doing out on the farm right now, this time of year?
Right now is Bev is handling the garden, which is just exploding. I mean, she'll bring in like 20 pounds of food a day or more. Cucumbers and tomatoes, and like she'll bring in 2 pounds of jalapenos.
Wow.
It's just, yeah, and then she's been pickling. She's already got 25 quarts of pickles put up.
My goodness.
And they're still coming in. Oh, yeah. Crazy. You do it kind of as they come in. And tomatoes, we got the big table, you know, one of those big tables you could buy at Sam's, you know, those long kind of plastic ones, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That thing is going to be full of tomatoes, and a smaller one, half that size, is going to be full here pretty soon, this next week, so.
Well, Cindy and I went to a farmer's market a couple of weekends ago, thinking we might find some good-looking tomatoes, and they didn't have any at all. There was only one stand in the whole place that had any fresh produce at all, and all of it was lettuce. It was just...
Really?
And there were no tomatoes, no fresh vegetables to speak of at all, no squash, no nothing, and yet you're bringing in 20 pounds? Maybe you should be setting up in a farmer's market.
Well, squash is so easy, I can't imagine why they didn't have any. Something must have happened to it. People out here, you know, you can't give away enough squash. So, I guess it all depends on when you plant it. We planted, March 15th is the latest. I wish we would have gone to April 15th. We would have been further along even now. But you never know because of the Easter freeze. And we almost had that we had a really cold weather. They had near freeze out here in April. So you always take a chance with that. What else we do? We're mowing. Grandkids are coming.
When?
This weekend, Friday.
Wow.
And we'll have them for 10 days. So pray for me. They're fun. They're 9 and 8, and then but it's the 3-year-old. And as I said, opening up a church the other day, I said, I don't know where they got him. We don't know. whether there was a sale. He's amazing, but he's just, I think he's going to be, I don't know. His middle name is Brave.
Ah.
When you name your kid like General or Sarge or Brave, I think they take on that name.
Yeah.
And, I love him to death. He's just nonstop.
But there's, as my drill sergeant said to us in basic training, there's a fine line between brave and foolhardy.
Yeah, he's amazing. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll get everything ready, you know, killing snakes and getting things kind of cleaned up around the yard and make sure there's nothing they can encounter. That, of course, they're in South Georgia, and they got some snakes over there that'll give you a chill, too. So.
Yeah, but you know, when you kill one snake, all you do is you call all the others to the scene of the crime.
Well, I did that, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, yeah, it's all good out here. The season is coming. Man, I tell you, summer is... You know, you think, oh, this is so pleasant that one day it's a wall of water when you step outside, first thing in the morning. But I love it. I'm going to embrace it this year and step into the summer heat thing and get stuff done.
Well, I always say when it gets hot outside, that means football's right around the corner, so that's a good sign.
Oh, I hope so. I'm hoping this new offensive lineman, this kid who says he wants to protect Sean Titus. I hope he's the guy.
Titus Howard and Max Sharping, the guy they took in the second round. They also say he's got a lot of upside. They feel like he is potentially a guy they could move around. They could start him at tackle or guard. I don't think he has any background at center, but he's going to be very versatile, and they can use him in a lot of different spots.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with Howard now. They're moving him around right guard, left guard, everything. So, but yeah, I love the name Max Sharping. It sounds Hall of Fame to me, doesn't it? Doesn't it to you? I mean, it's like Hall of Famer Max Sharping.
Yeah, there's some guys who just have football names, you know. We had a guy at TCU named Ross Blacklock.
Ooh.
And that just sounds like a football name, you know.
But yeah, getting ready for that, and the Astros are still, you know, even though they got some guys in IL, they're still doing it. They'll need somebody stepping up to hit home runs and win, and man, they're fun to watch when I can watch them.
Well, it's also hurricane season, and I talked about that a little bit earlier in the monologue. So what kind of preparations do you make for hurricane season out at the ranch?
We run and hide. We dig a big hole and we cover it with wood, and I don't know. Hopefully they don't hit here. I pray them away, I hope.
Yeah. Well, I remember when Harvey was about to hit, and I turned to the family and I said, let's just go to Dallas.
Yeah.
And everybody went, oh, no. We're gonna ride it out. We're going to see what we can do here. And
sure. And
then we wound up going to some place where my daughter-in-law is. She decorates new homes for a new home builder.
Yeah.
And this guy said, yeah, this is on high ground. You're not going to have any trouble. And we wound up staying in an empty house for like 2.5 days. And everybody at the end of Hurricane Harvey turned to me and said, well, Pop, you were right. We should have just gone to Dallas.
Cable reception would have been better, too.
Yeah, we wound up watching Channel 2 online on a laptop.
Hey, but it was exciting. You'll never forget that.
Yeah, and there were a lot of hurricanes that you and I went through. I talked about that in the monologue, too. What are your memories of all of those hurricane coverages on the radio?
Gosh, we covered a lot of them, didn't we?
It
was when our building got trashed. And we had, you know, folks, in case you didn't realize, we're on the 19th floor.
Right.
And we come to work one morning, there's water coming down the stairway, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have 19 floors to walk up because, of course, the elevators don't work. And some people who weren't in that good of shape, I remember, you know, I thought we're going to have a heart attack. We're going to have a heart attack on this thing. But we got to work, and I remember the night Bev and I left the house. So we came there. We slept on the floor, and it was an exciting time. But, boy, the pain and thing everybody went through, it was just hard. So those times are always really rewarding. But when I was done, I just went home and I would just crash.
Yeah, I remember going home. My wife had heard somewhere that she had to unplug the phones. There might be a surge and burn out all your phones. And so she unplugged the phones. And when you and I got off the air, I called home and no one answered. And I was scared to death
right. Until
I got home and realized that they had just unplugged the phones, didn't realize I was trying to call them.
Yeah, well, I realized, too, that when we left, I left an answering machine plugged in so I could call. And if it went through, I knew the power was on.
Yeah.
That's what told me. I went, okay, now let's see what the dog has done to the house on the second floor. Since we've been gone. He was just scared, but everything was fine.
Well, it's not only hurricane season, but it's still National Grilling Month, and we ran out of time before we even got around to talking about that. So we'll talk about that next week. Okay, pal?
Y'all get out there and grill some.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up.